smoke them if you got them. Hopefully you're not going to run out, I guess, is how the slogan should go this week. Because Monday, the Ontario Cannabis Store reported a cyber attack. It wasn't really directly aimed at them. It was directed at one of their partners, Domain Logistics, and they are one of the, they're a third-party distribution center for the Ontario Cannabis Store. And they said because one of their logistics partners was hit by the cyber attack, it left the provincial pot distributor unable to process or deliver orders of your supplies to cannabis shops and customers. That's problematic. There are a lot of people that depend on the Ontario Cannabis Store for their supply. And they said that there's no indication that the systems were targeted or that customers' information was compromised during this attack that went down on August the 5th. But it has stalled deliveries. Just to find out how this is affecting our cannabis store owners, Sean Katie joins the show right now. He's co-owner of Cosmic Charlie's, which is a pot shop on Queen West in Toronto. He joins the Kelly Cotrera Show. Sean, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
I really appreciate your time. I think you're definitely not alone in your worry that you may be losing customers if this halt on OCS delivery stretches on. What kind of information are you getting from the Ontario Cannabis Store?
Not that much. It's pretty frustrating, to be honest, Kelly. Sunday night, I guess, as it all started, they sent out a blanket message saying that Monday we would not be receiving our delivery. There wasn't really given a reason at that time. And then obviously late on Monday evening, they followed up with this big news that they have had a cyber attack had happened to their third-party provider. We still don't know when we're getting our delivery, to be honest. They followed up today and basically just said, sit tight, we appreciate your patience, and we don't really have a timeline for when we'll be getting a new order.
I know from experience that people have products that they like. With any kind of product, you have the brands that you like. You have your trusted products that you go to. How often are cannabis users willing to stray from, you know, the brand that they've, you know, and the product that they kind of are loyal to?
That's a great question. We do routinely have people walk out if you don't have a specific, I guess, high-end item. Not high end, but I guess more sought after yep. products like Carmel, to name one just off the top of my head that might be more popular. If you don't have it, they might walk out, and especially with such a cluster of stores like we are on Queen Street West, it's not that far to find another store that might have the product you're looking for.
And are you talking owners of different cannabis shops? Because, you know, you're all in the same business. I know you're competing with each other, but are you talking and are you worried that you guys are going to run out of inventory?
Luckily, I'm in a good spot where we kind of happen to be overstocked for the long weekend. We just overordered, and routinely they will only allot you so much of your order. You will routinely not get 10 to 40%. It just depends, again, supply and demand, what products you want, et cetera, et cetera. We happen to have quite a high fulfillment rate the previous week. So we are lucky that we are quite well stocked right now. But I'd say after about 7 days, things could get pretty hairy. And I do know that a lot of my colleagues and peers, they're pulling their hair out, just trying to figure out how they're going to, you know, keep the lights on and pay the rent this month. I did actually hear about one owner considering selling black market product out of his store.
Ooh, and that could get you in a lot of trouble.
It certainly could. I don't want to name names who it was. I obviously wouldn't do that, but I don't blame them for thinking about it, I guess.
Rhymes with? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want you to start making a rhymes with name and out that person. But worrying because, I mean, as a client, I might walk in and, ask for something, and I'm depending on the fact that it's coming from a reputable source. Within the OCS, and if somebody pulls a fast one on me, I might get something that I don't know the actual levels of the THC in. So, I mean, it's important that people are above board with all of this. That is definitely worrying, because if people wanted to go to the black market, they would. People come to stores like yours, like Cosmic Charlie's, to get something dependable that they know. I mean, as I said before, people like brands. They are brand loyal. They find something they like. They find something that works for them, and they go to it often. Do you see this as a threat to your existence? Because you guys are just, I know retailers, COVID's hit you guys hard. Retailers across the board, How quickly does this have to clear up, in your opinion?
I mean, it can't come soon enough. It's extremely frustrating. I wish I could say I was surprised, but it's kind of what we've grown to expect from the OCS.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Lack of communication?
Lack of communication. I'd say zero accountability. When it comes to even just other issues leading up to this, this really was just the cherry on the top. I think it just speaks to a lot of sweeping change that has happened at the OCS.
Okay, let's talk about a sweeping change for a second. You mentioned that you have about a week's supply because that's how you guys order. Do you order a week's supply because there is threat? I mean, you've got valuable product in there that you could be robbed. I hear that Alberta, because of robberies, the government is now saying, you take down the window coverings, you can actually have open windows, because basically they're worried about holdups happening. Is that something you'd like to see happen in Ontario?
100%. I think it's ridiculous. You can see into an LCBO, you can see into a beer store. I think it creates a lot of security issues for us. And I know that even as a store owner being alone working at nights, it only takes two or three people to walk in. There's nobody can see into my store for people to make you feel intimidated when you're working. So I think if anything, it would be good for my staff and anybody that works in a cannabis store to be seen. There's nothing to be ashamed about what happens in a cannabis store. It's quite warm and inviting my own store. I welcome you to come down anytime, 821 Queen Street West, Cosmic Charlie's. And I think that it would be a really good idea to, especially for security and to make everybody feel safe that works in the industry, to allow them to see in. I don't see why you wouldn't want to see into a cannabis store.
Are you concerned about all the competition? Because there are people that say, and even yourself, you said, you know, there's a lot of pot shops on Queen West in Toronto, that there've been just too many people handed licenses to open up a pot shop, a bricks and mortar shop. And would you like to see some of that reined in?
I really would. I think that it's gone long enough. I know that everybody feels that it would sort itself out, but I still see more licenses happening. I still see more stores opening. I also think that I noticed that Alberta has taken the step to stop selling directly. I do think that the Ontario Cannabis Store should stop selling directly to consumers.
And allow you guys to?
Online, I think so. Allow us to run delivery. Allow us to run delivery through the mail system. Why not?
How do you think you can improve on delivery?
I think marketing would be a big way if we could open up the ways that cannabis was marketed. I mean, I can think off the top of my head, I was given a can of vodka soda in Trinity Bellwoods Park this past weekend, but we can't give out any samples, and I think that that's a big double standard, especially in regards to the alcohol industry.
Okay, so basically you want some lenience from the government. You want some balance.
On the ways that we can market, the way that we can kind of get our brands out there, right? It's very limited the way that you can advertise and market when you're in the cannabis space.
Let me ask you this. Were you ID'd before somebody handed you a free vodka soda at Trinity Bellwoods?
I was not. I was not, Kelly. Not on this occasion, but I have had it happen before.
Well, that isn't a level playing field.
Right? We can't even talk about cannabis in the park, let alone give somebody a free joint. Even if I did card them, it wouldn't be allowed.
Sure.
So I think it is a pretty big double standard.
Right. And I see that, and I understand why you'd be upset by that. So how long do you think you have? We've got this halt right now for OCS deliveries. If it stretches on, how long could you stretch on? I mean, and you sound like a pretty charismatic guy. You own Cosmic Charlie's. It's competitive. You sound charismatic. So you probably could talk people away from the brand that if you don't have availability, you could probably talk them into something else and maybe find something that you might have that might substitute for the time being. But how long could that go on?
I'm going to say around 10 days before it would become annoying. I think, like I said, we're lucky we stock a lot of SKUs. And again, I think that we're a unique situation. A lot of more independent people have a more fixed budget from week to week, so they really count on their weekly deliveries, Kelly. And I do know, like, a few peers of mine, it's affecting them a lot more than me, and my heart goes out to them. But again, it's going to affect the smaller players more than the big ones, because the big ones can move product from store to store. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see them have the products that people want a little bit longer and be able to kind of, I guess, weather this storm, so to speak, with the OCS.
Right. Well, I hope that you hear from the Ontario Cannabis Store very, very soon and they clear this up because it's a competitive business. And we know that there's a lot of independent business owners like yourself and your partner just trying to make it in that very competitive field that is a cannabis store. Thank you so much for joining us, Sean.
Thanks for your time, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Sean Cady is co-owner of Cosmic Charlie's. It's a pot shop on Queen Street West in Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.